It is 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. Well, these days they make the news almost as much as the people they're sending up. The boys from the Chaser are now feared by politicians, sports stars, big business, and their colleagues in the media.
Well, their latest project has been the war on everything. As you'll see, no one escapes their wrath.
Sorry, 10 questions. What can audiences expect from the new Boy From Oz production? Second, what do you see as the future of musical theatre? Third, how's your home life? Fourth, how come the Van Helsing wardrobe department got your hat size so wrong? Fifth, will the hat feature in the new show? Sixth, what's it like being an XX man? There's a humorous question. Seventh, are you planning a stage version of your Foxtel commercials? Eighth, is the opposition in the Czech Republic underrepresented at the moment? Ninth, who do you think should replace Ariel Sharon? And tenth, what should we do about Iran? Nuclear proliferation.
Very good. I thought we'd never get to Iran, and thank you.
I don't know what he said. Well, Chris Taylor and Craig Rocastle are two of the presenters on the Chaser's War on Everything, and they join us now. Good morning.
Very good morning.
So good to see you.
Can I just say, Hugh Jackman is one of the best sports, because the Mr. 10 questions that Andrew Hansen does, he's done it to a few big names, and I think just after he did it to Hugh, he tried Charlize Theron at one of her premieres. He only got about two questions out, and she was straight out of there. Mm. Whereas Hugh, to his credit,
he answered all 10 of them. You know, we just couldn't show them all. We had to take the whole show.
And
very good on Iran, actually.
Very good. He's been called on by the UN to look at the situation in your army. Forget Kofi Annan. No, he's the only one in there inspecting weapons. He's solving the Lebanon problem. I mean, Hugh Jackman, not just the Boy From Oz.
He's so charming, he could fix anything.
Now tell us, when you go into a production meeting and plan the next show, has there ever been a topic that one of you have thrown up and everyone's gone, oh, no, we can't go there? Or do you just, is it open slather for everybody?
It's pretty open slather in the meetings. It'd be amazing if we could actually show you the things that don't get up.
Well, I was going to say, so you do knock things back that's too sensitive?
Well, we don't knock much back ourselves. The legal department tends to knock back a lot more than we do ourselves. They're quite thorough about it. But, there are ideas we've had we just haven't been able to do or pull off. It happens a lot.
Yeah, the rule for us is if it's funny or not. We don't really use the taste gauge so much as if it tickles us and it is. We'll try and have a good stab at getting it up. But whenever you read these pieces about Chaser goes too far and that they're sort of off the leash, it's not true at all. Everything we do is very heavily scrutinised by the ABC editorial and legal department. So it's not like we sort of are running amok in society. It is all verified by Donald McDonald, every script.
He personally writes the scripts. There's Chaz Boneheading, of course, but he started off Boneheading on Sunrise. That's where
right.
That was literally in our pilot to get the show up, was him boneheading here at Sunrise with a television.
We remember that one.
Yes.
Do you ever get embarrassed?
Yeah. It doesn't come naturally. I don't mind doing the sketches and stuff that are just controlled, but the confrontational things when you're meeting a celebrity or a politician, I quake in my boots. I find that none of us are naturally really performers or extroverts. We just started out as writers. So to do that stuff is very self-conscious. And the only reason you do it isn't because you've got this desire to cause mischief or anything. It's just you're too scared that if you get back to the office and tell the other guys you didn't get the piece, they're going to crucify. So the crucifixion's allowed. So you and I know what I mean.
It is very nerve-wracking, though.
John Safran said the same thing. He says he's the shyest man in the world. He's petrified going up and doing these big confrontations. It's a very ugly thing. No one likes to sort of disrupt media conferences. It is a big deal.
Who came up with the idea for this sort of format? Because it's sort of taken, if you like, what Norman Gunston used to do years and years ago to a much more sophisticated level and a much funnier level.
Sophisticated?
What? It's funny. Norman was just a dag. You guys go for it.
Well, we were, having done CNN, we needed to do a much longer running show. So we kind of just said, let's get rid of the format and the parodies. We just can't last that long and just have a show where we sit in front of an audience and can we do pretty much anything. And that's where it came from. But
the people
I thought it was sophisticated. Yeah,
I guess Michael Moore sort of was doing this in America.
Yeah.
There's a guy called Christopher Morris in Britain who has been, he did a fantastic show which the ABC's never screened called Brass Eye.
Tell them who we're copying.
And as I said, Safran in Australia was he was the one with his Race Around the World stuff that started reviving doing this confrontational comedy. So there are precedents.
Yeah.
What's that been the highlight for you?
The highlight?
The best thing that you've done.
Mm. Oh.
Wasn't that time you got divorced from your wife, Jo?
Yeah. Yeah, my parents is on Sunrise. We do go out live here, don't we?
If you are watching.
We've actually got it if you want to have a little trip down memory lane for just a second.
I don't need to see it, but I know Jo would love to.
All right, Jo.
Well, Chris, great to see you. Thanks for joining us. Say hello to the boys for us.
Especially great so early. Thanks for coming in.
No, my pleasure. And can I just do one thing before we go?
Sure.
We go out live here, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
My partner, Jo, never misses the show at all.
That's nice.
She absolutely loves it. And I just know she'll be watching today. So can I just put a message out to her? We've been together for 7 years. And I just want to take this opportunity now live on TV to say, Jo, get the f*** out of my life.
You sure yet? Have you texted her about it?
I've tried. I've done everything I can, Koshy. So if you don't get the message now, Jo, you never will.
Okay. Break.
It's 90 minutes.
Oh, they're back together now. It's fine. It's fine.
We still get asked if that was real and it went to air.
So I'd get an email once a week about it, often from people who don't realise I'm in it, to say, check this out, it's really funny. But they've come from as far away. I've had one from Namibia. Mm. Belarus, people, it's just, it's bizarre.
You know the funny thing about it is we almost couldn't put that on the DVD because Chris got in so much trouble from his parents for swearing that he didn't want it. When we had a best of show, he said, we can't put it on. My parents are so disappointed in me. So you're lucky it's even on the DVD.
She had two complaints. One that I swore on live TV. One that I didn't shave on live TV. I'm afraid I've let her down again.
Say sorry, Mum.
But Mum, that was a set-up piece that I recorded. This interview is also set up. It's not really going live.
It's not happening. It's not even them.
Oh, guys.
See? They're not there.
Chris, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it. All the best, and good luck with your next victim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's breakfast television, is it?
That'll be right. Well, there you can relive all of your favourite Chaser moments on their new DVD. It features the first 13 episodes of the War on Everything series. It is out now.
It's great fun.